From NPR News in Washington, I'm Bob Edwards with a special report. President Bush and Secretary of State Colin Powell are about to speak to reporters from the White House. They're expected to talk about efforts to pass a final United Nations resolution on Iraqi disarmament. In addition, the President and Secretary Powell are expected to discuss prospects for Middle East peace. Earlier today, the White House announced that the President will meet in Portugal's Azores Islands on Sunday with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair and Spain's Prime Minister José María Aznar. Britain, Spain, and the United States have been leading the push in the United Nations for a U.S.-backed resolution for war on Iraq. Here's the President.
We have reached a hopeful moment for progress toward the vision of Middle Eastern peace that I outlined last June. I spoke of a day when two states, Israel and Palestine, will live side by side in peace and security. I called upon all parties in the Middle East to abandon old hatreds and to meet their responsibilities for peace. The Palestinian state must be a reformed and peaceful and democratic state that abandons forever the use of terror. The government of Israel, as the terror threat is removed and security improves, must take concrete steps to support the emergence of a viable and credible Palestinian state and to work as quickly as possible toward a final status agreement. As progress is made toward peace, settlement activity in the occupied territories must end. And the Arab states must oppose terrorism, support the emergence of a peaceful and democratic Palestine, and state clearly that they will live in peace with Israel. This moment offers a new opportunity to meet these objectives. After its recent elections, the nation of Israel has a new government. And the Palestinian Authority has created the new position of Prime Minister. Israeli and Palestinian leaders and other governments in the region now have a chance to move forward with determination and with good faith, to be a credible and responsible partner. The new Palestinian Prime Minister must hold a position of real authority. We expect that such a Palestinian Prime Minister will be confirmed soon. Immediately upon confirmation, the roadmap for peace will be given to the Palestinians and the Israelis. This roadmap will set forth a sequence of steps toward the goals I set out on June 24, 2002, goals shared by all the parties. The United States has developed this plan over the last several months in close cooperation with Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations. Once this roadmap is delivered, we will expect and welcome contributions from Israel and the Palestinians to this document that will advance true peace. We will urge them to discuss the roadmap with one another. The time has come to move beyond entrenched positions and to take concrete actions to achieve peace. America is committed, and I am personally committed, to implementing our roadmap toward peace. Our efforts are guided by clear principles. We believe that all people in the Middle East, Arab and Israeli alike, deserve to live in dignity under free and honest governments. We believe that people who live in freedom are more likely to reject bitterness, blind hatred, and terror, and are far more likely to turn their energy toward reconciliation, reform, and development. There can be no peace for either side in the Middle East unless there is freedom for both. Reaching that destination will not be easy, but we can see the way forward. Now the parties must take that way, step by step, and America will be the active partner of every party that seeks true peace. Thank you very much.
President, is it possible to win a second resolution, sir? Why go to the age order, sir?
A brief statement from President Bush and no word from Secretary of State Powell, who was standing there with him in the White House Rose Garden. We expected to hear from both men, and instead we have a brief statement from President Bush about a roadmap for peace in the Middle East. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is on the line. Don?
Good morning.
Want to recap what we just heard about the Middle East?
Right. And maybe we should also state first that we did not hear anything about Iraq. The president made no formal connection of the Middle East peace process and the potential for military conflict in Iraq. That's something he has done in the past.
And despite an announcement this morning, there would be a summit on Sunday.
And with the summit on Sunday in the Azores with Tony Blair of Britain and Jose Maria Aznar of Spain, the shouted question we could hear at the end dealt with that summit. Why the Azores? Why this weekend? But, of course, the president turned and walked away. He did, though, say that there is an opportunity here in the Middle East. He described this as a moment of opportunity, and he stressed again that the good news of the Palestinian parliament's appointment of a prime minister does alter things on the ground in the Middle East, and he says the U.S. wants to seize this opportunity. He also noted that the Israelis have a newly elected government, and he restated that he wants to see the establishment of a Palestinian state, one, he said, that must be a reformed and democratic state that abandons forever the threat of terror. And he said as progress comes toward the roadmap, he also wants to see all settlement activity by the Israelis in the occupied territories coming to an end. But it seems like the news on the Middle East was that he linked the confirmation of that Palestinian prime minister, that new position, to the presentation of a formal roadmap that would, the U.S. hopes, eventually lead to the creation of that Palestinian state.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden is here. Were you expecting a statement on the Middle East today? And if so, why now?
Comes completely out of the blue as far as I am aware. As Don said, there was no connection made to Iraq, but I think a lot of analysts are going to make one themselves. It looks like the White House may be responding to criticism it's been getting as it moves to a potential war with Iraq. A lot of allies in the Middle East have been critical of the fact that the U.S. looks to be launching a war in one part of the Middle East while there is a two-year-plus-old war raging between Israelis and Palestinians that many Arabs and many Europeans feel needs to be addressed, should have been addressed a long time ago. They feel that the U.S. has kind of let the ball slip. As President Bush pointed out, it was last June that he announced a sweeping vision for a reformed, democratic Palestinian state. By 2005, he set out a loose three-year timetable. It's been almost a year with no progress and really no evident involvement by the United States. So I think many people are going to look at this as a timely attempt to show that the U.S. is concerned with what's happening between Israel and the Palestinians and is committed to improving the situation there.
Was there something new in this today?
No. Well, I guess new is that he said they've been developing the roadmap in the past few months. So clearly one could assume things have been going on behind the scenes. And his welcoming of the recent naming of Mahmoud Abbas to be a prime minister to Arafat, soon to be appointed, I guess this is the most public support we've heard of that. He did note that the U.S. wants to see Mr. Abbas have real powers. There's been some question as to whether Arafat would truly relinquish some of the authoritarian rule he's held. But the implication being if the prime minister looks to have real powers, the U.S. will back him up, and then we will presumably see a detailed roadmap.
Don Gagne, any idea why this announcement today?
No, it was a surprise to all of us. We get a page whenever they change the schedule. Normally, the White House puts out the schedule the night before. This was not on the schedule that we got last night. I got a page at something like 8:50 this morning, so about an hour in advance of this announcement. But you do get the sense that they are in some ways responding to the criticism that they have neglected the Middle East, and they say that is an unfair charge. They have in the past again linked the situation in Iraq and getting rid of Saddam Hussein with improving things, making it easier to find a peace in the Middle East. And I think this is in many ways keeping this on the table and keeping this on people's radar screen and saying, hey, we haven't forgotten about this.